Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
School's starting soon, and is your child fully vaccinated? Are they all ready for what they need? And certain schools are requiring different vaccinations, so are you prepared? My guest is Dr. Carrie Byington. She's an HA and Edna Benning Presidential Professor of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Byington. So tell us about school-age vaccines, kind of starting at kindergarten and work your way through. What do we need to know? What is required right now?
Thank you, Melanie, for this opportunity. Back to school is a great time to get your kids ready to fight infections. And so most schools in the United States, and all schools in the United States, in fact, require some immunizations to start school. The kindergarten visit is the time that many parents go in to make sure that they have all the immunizations that their children need. Those visits usually take place when kids are between 4 and 5 years old, and they can get caught up and ready for school. It's also important to remember that our older children need vaccines too, and particularly our teenagers between the ages of 11 and 13, those who are going into junior high. This is an important time to get them caught up as well.
Okay, so we make sure to talk to our pediatricians and keep our own records. I think it's really important to keep our own records of vaccinations so that I know when someone asks me or the school asks me for those new updated records of what our children have had. What are some of the newest vaccine recommendations right now?
So the vaccine recommendations right now that are really receiving a lot of attention, making sure that kids are caught up for the whooping cough vaccine or pertussis, and that can be through the Tdap vaccine. This is a vaccine that is becoming more and more important as we see pertussis outbreaks across the country. And so we want to make sure that children have their pertussis vaccines up to date. It's also a good time because it's a combination vaccine to get their tetanus booster and diphtheria booster. So it's kind of a three-in-one for that vaccine. It's also a good time to start thinking about vaccines for older children, like the meningitis vaccine, the vaccine that prevents meningitis caused by Neisseria meningitis. The time to give it is as you're entering into junior high, and that is also the time to update the pertussis vaccine and to update or to start the vaccine for human papillomavirus, or HPV. That's one of the vaccines that we can give our children to prevent cancer.
And the HPV vaccine, it's important that this is given before the age of 15 because it's less productive, right? It works less, but parents are still a little afraid of this vaccine. Tell them why they shouldn't be afraid.
Right. This is one of the vaccines that parents have been hesitating to give, and we see that there are fewer teenagers being immunized. But what we know as pediatricians is their best chance of responding to the vaccine and having immunity that protects them through their later teen years is to get that vaccine when they're between 11 and 13. That is the ideal time to get it. We also know that this vaccine does not lead children to become sexually active. In fact, children really do not even associate the vaccine with sexual activity. And so it's really important for parents to know that although the disease that we're working to prevent can be transmitted sexually, we are really giving this vaccine at the young age in order to get the best response to make sure that these kids can avoid cancer and other serious conditions as they get older.
Give parents some of your best advice right now, Dr. Byington, from parents who are maybe have kindergarten age children who are hesitant about some of these, the chickenpox vaccine. Some of these ones we're hearing about in the media must frustrate the heck out of you doctors. And, you know, media celebrities scaring everybody about vaccines. Give us your best advice about vaccines so that parents listening know that this is so important for our overall health, for our global health, and how really passionate you doctors are about this.
We are passionate about vaccines. Vaccines are the most important public health advance that we have had in the 20th century, and they've resulted in much healthier children and healthier adults, longer lives, and better outcomes for our health and for the economy of our nation. These vaccines are lifesavers, and for parents who have lived in a time of vaccines and have never seen any of these illnesses, I can understand how they might be worried about the vaccine because they've never seen an illness like polio or chickenpox, and they may not realize how serious these are. But as physicians, every year we see children who either die or suffer serious health consequences from infections that could have been prevented by a vaccine. For me, this is a tragedy, and so I really advocate that all parents use vaccines and take advantage of this remarkable lifesaver for your children. Give them the healthiest start possible and vaccinate them.
Is it ever too late if you've missed a shot or you just had to keep canceling your appointment with your pediatrician or something? Is it okay to figure out how to catch it up?
It's never too late, and your pediatrician has what we call the catch-up schedule and can help you get caught up so that you can prevent all the infections and protect the children the way you want to protect them. So it's never too late.
And back to the HPV for just a second. Is this a booster? Is this a one-shot deal? Is it, because I think they're telling me, my son, we have to come in two more times. So
that's right.
He just got his. So tell us about that a little bit.
It's not a one-shot deal. We wish that it was a one-shot deal, but right now the kids need to get three vaccines, and we are working on always studying vaccines and seeing if we can reduce the number that are needed, but right now it is not just one shot, so you do have to come back for follow-up.
Okay, and then they're pretty well protected. There's no booster at 18 or something. It's just in that first year they need the three shots.
That's right.
Okay, so what about other vaccinations? Now, you mentioned, you know, DTaP and meningitis. So important, and especially even as kids are going away to college. That's a really important one to make sure. People don't think about vaccines, Dr. Byington, when they're sending a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old away.
That's a really good point. And as a mother who's sending my first child to college next week, it's something that we've been dealing with personally. And so it's a great reminder that we need vaccines throughout our lives. We've talked about kindergarten. We've talked about junior high. Don't forget college. Kids are going off to college, and they will be living together in dorm rooms. It's a great time to share viruses and bacteria. So protect your children as they head off, your young adults, as they head off to college. And one more vaccine I'd like to give a plug for is the flu shot. We're in August right now, and so some practices may not have received the influenza vaccine yet. They usually start to arrive at the end of August, right when school's starting. But remember, if you don't get the flu shot now in the summer, go ahead and make time for that in the summer. In the fall, because you really want to make sure that you've got your flu shot for the fall, and so that you're prepared for winter. And that's one that we give every single year.
So important and such great information. School is starting soon, listeners. And is your child fully vaccinated? Check with your pediatrician. School-aged children from preschoolers to college students need vaccinations. Don't forget your ongoing college students. They need that meningitis vaccine. Double check. Keep your own records. Talk with your pediatrician. It's so important that we vaccinate our children. And the doctors are very passionate about this. You can hear that I am too. So don't listen to some of the things going on in the media. Know what's really important. Speak with your pediatrician. Vaccinate your children. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children and Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.